Blog Talk Radio.
Relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ, on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and unapologetically, I need to declare, to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, beloved, with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light in this dark, lost, and dying world that you and I are living in. Blessings to each and every one of you. Yes, yes, yes. It's your boy, your uncle, your favorite brother in Christ, Ron E. Jefferson. Purpose and power driven by Holy Spirit God himself. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. I got proof. But y'all already know. Y'all got new to this broadcast. And if you are, hold on to your seat. Hold on to what you got, because we're about to have church right up in here. Fire the gospel experience. We'll light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. But you got to be in Jesus Christ. You got to have your commitment and trust and faith in him as your personal savior. Because, listen, God is not a respected person. If he blesses you, he'll bless me. If he blesses me, he'll bless you. He's just looking for a humble heart, y'all, to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Deuteronomy. Yes, y'all already know I love me some Old Testament on this gospel experience. I don't just bring New Testament gospel. So Deuteronomy 10th chapter, 12th verse, and verse 13, we read where Israel's great deliverer, the prophet Moses, has just come down from the mountain where he and God were together for 40 days. God spoke and Moses listened. And finally, God had and still has the last word. Moses descended down that mountain with those two tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments, which God required of the children of Israel. Listen, and even in our age of grace, and not the law of Moses, you and I are still responsible for godly commitment, godly requirement to honor and live for God. We will be discussing for your spiritual encouragement, godly requirement. My special guests are here. These are some Arkansas born and bred people of God that are gospel artists, talking about man of God, Rod Forte, and the ladies of Sola T, gospel singers who collaborate with this man of God, Rod Forte, right there in Little Rock, Arkansas, as well as Pine Bluff, Arkansas, where yours truly is broadcasting. Talking about woman of God, Katrina Pruitt, Katina Smith Anderson, and Altina Stewart Scott, the ladies of Sola T. Man of God, gospel artist, Rod Forte, has some music. Of course, y'all know we're going to play his music, and we're going to hear their testimony and their words of encouragement so that we can keep on keeping on in this Christian living that we're doing. So why don't you go ahead and call a family member, a friend, call somebody that is in your neighborhood, call somebody that's in your spirit right now, let them know your homeboy Ron E. Jefferson is back with another fire gospel experience. Holy Spirit God, have your way with us. Bless us as you see fit. We pray that you will speak through us and speak to the hearts of the people that will hear this message, this broadcast. Thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. We are blessed to be in the service of the Lord. Yes. Just one more time. Thank you, Lord, for lighting the fuse.
Now, oh Lord, so my sick and they can't get well. You've been known to be a doctor that never fails.
Special guest for this fire gospel experience, man of God, gospel artist, Little Rock, Arkansas, very own Rob Forte is here on this fire gospel experience and collaborating with the women of Soul Latte gospel singers, woman of God, Katrina Pruitt, Katina Smith Anderson, and Altina Stewart Scott are here on this fire gospel experience. Praise the Lord, and I promise you, we are happy and excited to have these beautiful people of God here with us today. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Lord welcome you, anointed Arkansians. We letting the whole world know that Little Rock got Jesus going on. Like my man Country Wayne say, Jesus be popping up in here. Man of God, Rob Forte, and the ladies of Soul Latte, welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. How y'all doing?
Good morning. Doing awesome. Hey, everybody.
Well.
Hello.
Woo, we're letting the whole world know Arkansas got it going on. Now, y'all have to understand, so let me just give y'all this brief history about myself. I was born in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, but at the age of 6 years old, they took me to Detroit, where I spent 40 years of my life and had to come back home back in 07. So I've been here since 07. So I was a little redhead country boy that grew up in the city. And yes, I did pick up some Detroit Motor City ways. I'm still good. I still love Jesus. But I'm just letting the world know, because when you mention Arkansas, unfortunately, people say, Arkansas, where's that? And then they'll confuse us with Arizona and Alaska. So I'm here to let the whole world know that there are people in Arkansas that love Jesus, just like if they was in Atlanta, New York, Chicago, or Dallas. Amen.
Yes.
So listen, Brother Rob, we old school brothers. We're going to let the ladies of Soul Latte introduce themselves first, and then I want you to introduce yourself behind them. So, woman of God, Katrina, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Katrina Pruitt. And I'm Katrina Pruitt. I'm T. And Soul Latte.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And you love Jesus. Why?
Oh, I love him. Why? Because I come from a very spiritual background. My grandfather, he's a pastor. You know, I have uncles that are pastors. And, I mean, we grew up in the Word.
Okay, amen, amen. That's what I'm talking about. And then woman of God, Katina, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm Katina Anderson, and I'm law number 6 on the
scale. Uh-huh. And Jesus is so beautiful in your life for what reason?
Well, yeah, just like Katrina was saying, you know, we came up in church where our grandfather was our pastor. I got to know God at a really young age, and it was a great feeling, and I just knew that I wanted to enjoy that feeling for the rest of my life, and I really loved expressing it, my love for God through the song.
Amen, and I'm understanding that you two ladies are twins, correct?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Amen. Hey, man, that's so special to walk around and see somebody that looks just like you, but I'm sure y'all both have your own individual personalities. I know that's the truth. Come on now.
Of course. Of course.
And Lady Tina Stewart, come on, introduce yourself, woman of God.
Good morning. Yes, I am Soul of the Group, Altina Scott Stewart. I was not born in Arkansas. However, I'm now here by way of my wonderful husband. Happy birthday, baby. But I am so excited to be a part of Soul Latte. I am Soul of the Group, 5 of the music scale. That is amazing. Like the twins, I grew up in a household in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, actually. A household of music, a household of ministry, where my mom is a minister. My dad has sung gospel quartet for years. But it became real for me in my own personal journey after I went off to college. I learned that I couldn't just walk with my parents' faith. I had to get it on my own.
That's right.
And God is definitely amazing. And the relationship that we encountered while I was in college was like no other. You're never too young or too old to find your own way with God. And so I love my walk with Christ. And going forward now, I can only say, please experience God for yourself. It's amazing.
Yes, Lord. Amen. And I can tell, I'm sure that all of you ladies are virtuous women, Proverbs 31 women. But I got to give some special accolades to Sister Altina, because she said, look, I'm going to give the man of God in my life, my husband, a shout out. You go head on, wife. I hear you. That's what's up. always recognize those people that's special in our lives. I can appreciate that for you, and I'm sure your husband does as well, too. Not to rule out you ladies, Katina and Katrina, I know that both of y'all are married, too, and I'm sure y'all have the same love and virtue for your husbands as well. I wouldn't dare leave y'all out of that. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, Brother Rod. I want to put the icing on the spiritual cake we're baking. Tell us about yourself, Rod Forte.
I'm Rod Forte, and as well as Sola T, I grew up in a spiritual family. My dad, my brothers, all our pastors, my sister. Yeah, everybody's, you know, into it. And I gathered my faith, and I like to call him by his Hebrew name, Yehoshua. And man, I learned about him, and it's just been wonderful, man. My, you know, doing that. Like, I heard about what you was talking about in Deuteronomy when you was talking about the Moses coming out the mountain with the tablets and, you know, with the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And with, when you do commandments and when you go back to the Torah and you observe and do the commandments and walk by the face of the commandments, it's so beautiful. It's such a great life that Christ will give you. And so I thought that was beautiful, a beautiful subject you touched on.
Amen.
I've been for a while, since I was a little boy. My mom grew us up in the church singing. Just like that last song, We Need You Now. You know, it's so much going on.
Beautiful song.
My God, you know.
That's a very beautiful song, good brother. Are you a writer as well?
I'm a music producer. That I've been producing for, about 15, 16 years. And before then,
okay.
I was a musician. And so just here recently, I've come from music producer to artist. One of the reasons is because, you know, I was seeing the enjoyment that an artist would get out of expressing themselves and how they felt through their music. And so I gathered that same energy, you know, to want to express myself through music. And so that's what's happening right now.
Amen. So which of you ladies in Sola T would like to tell me, how did this collaboration come with you and Man of God, Rod Forte? Because there's a lot of gospel artists out there that are still trying to find their way, and I'm sure that they could learn quite a bit from the experience that you all, that you ladies will be sharing with us. Who would like to tell us about how did you all come to collaborate with Man of God, Rod Forte, to create anointed gospel music that you do?
This is Altina speaking. So the twins, Katrina and Katina, had already been familiar with Rod with previous music programs. They had been working with him on other events and other projects. And from our friendship with Katrina and Katina and I, they thought of me, and I'm so grateful. And they said, hey, we want to introduce you to a really great producer, Rod. And so they brought me in, introduced me to Rod, and it just kind of all fell in place. It vibed, the feeling felt great, and the rest is history.
Yeah, and when I first met the, I was doing some stuff for Jessica Reedy. I was doing some background. I needed some background singers to help me out with her on background. And I talked with Katina, man, and she was right on it. And we gelled so much together. And girls, they got the, I got them doing something. So, yeah, it came to life from there.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, listen, Lady Katina, tell us the important ingredients that it takes to be able to maintain a group. Because, you know, everyone has responsibilities, obligations. We have commitments and that we have to take care of outside of our Christian lifestyle and ministries. Can you share with us, Lady Katina, some of the most important key elements that it takes to keep a group together and then to continue to believe that there will be success in what y'all are doing and that you all are not just wasting y'all time and that y'all know that God has a special calling and purpose on your life?
Yes, well, first of all, feel like that you have to really have a love for people. You have to really love each other. Mm-hmm. When you love each other, you have a genuine love for each other. You know, you love to be around each other. You know, you take advantage of the time you have, you know, together, working together.
That's right.
You know, it takes time, it takes patience and hard work, you know. But the hard work, you know, it eventually pays off. It pays off.
Amen.
Katrina, Altina, and I, we've been working, you know, really hard for a while, and it's finally starting to pay off. So, thank God.
Amen. I know that's right. And woman of God, Katrina, what would you say in your spiritual life, how has singing in a gospel group helped mature you as a woman of God in your spiritual life?
Well, you know, a lot of times when you're singing, you know, and, you know, just like with us singing with Rod, you know, a lot of times you hear music, you know, but sometimes you hear music, it's just music, but sometimes you have music that speaks to your soul. It's a lot of people that, you know, that are out here going through a lot, you know. And when you know, singing and the music is just, you know, it's speaking to your soul, it just makes it so easy, you know, and you enjoy it, you know, at the same time. A great feeling.
Amen. Brother Rob, why don't you tell us the difference between being gifted and being anointed?
Well, gifted, and you can see it now. You know, a lot of people gifted, and they can do a lot of runs, a lot of magic tricks, and a lot of, you know, stuff with their voices and all this stuff, you know. But, like, piggybacking on what Katrina just said, you know, it's got to mean something. You got to be present somehow. It's got to be about the words and not the runs, you know. And that's what we made it about, you know, who can run the best, who can get the – who can do the best vibrato, who can do the – you know. And it's time out for all that, you know. It's time out for that. And if you're going to minister through songs, then minister through songs. If the hymns didn't have all the runs, then where are they coming from now? You know, and the hymns carried us for a long time, you know. So that's how I feel about it.
You know, one of the things that I notice now, this is a real show here. It's not a show, it's a ministry. But what I do is I try to show people the real face of what it means to be a Christian. Now, it's folks that we have never met that's on the other side of the country that love us so much and support us and applaud us and acknowledge us. And then sometimes the people in our own neighborhood, sometimes I hate to say it, but it's true, even in our own church, we act like we ain't doing nothing. I can recall a time where there was an after-church event going on at 3 o'clock, and one of the individuals that was over that ministry asked me, was I going to be able to attend? And then they stopped themselves because they know that I do radio broadcast. But they said, oh, that's right, I forgot. You got that little radio thing you do. Come on, y'all. Why is it so difficult for the people that know us sometimes seem to support us the less? Whoever want to tackle that, and I'm going to ask all four of y'all to comment on that, and whoever want to go first, come on. Why do people do that? Help us all understand.
Well, the Bible already said that you're not going to be recognized in your long town, you know. And so a lot of people have to go out of town and show people what they got going, and then to get people in their regular town to accept them, you know. And I've seen it happen a whole lot, you know, where somebody, you know, the hometown felt like that, you know, that they wasn't nothing or anything. Now, like Ja'Kaylin, you know, she's from Arkansas. Nobody expected her to be big. You know, they wasn't supporting her at first, you know.
Yeah.
It takes you going outside first. And, you know, it's not saying that your home love you or anything. It's just, you know, it's just a process, you know, that you have to go through, you know, and that we all have to go through, you know. It's going to happen. So it's something.
And they show jumping on Lady Ja'Kayla Carr's bandwagon now, ain't they, Brother Rod? They all on her now.
Yeah, they all on her. So, you know, it changes up. It's just a process, and if you can make it through that process, then, you know, everything will happen. Everything will be all right. You know, we going through the process right now. You know, if the devil don't attack you, if the devil don't come in, then that means, you know, you better be looking out because something ain't right.
Okay, you know, I got you. You
gonna
get
me the devil?
Come on, which one of you? Go ahead, Brian. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said, believe me, the devil gonna be on his job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is gonna do that. Amen. Which one of you ladies want to go ahead and comment on that? Why is it that it seems like the people that know us, that grew up with us, not all, but the ones that don't, they have a way of making their feelings known. And the reason I'm saying all this, ladies, is because sometimes people come to church with rose-colored glasses and not realizing that the people that come to church are people that need to be in church. Yes, it's true that there's a lot more people that are not in church that need to be in church, but we're in the process of becoming better. And some are maybe becoming better or slower than others. So what do you ladies say? What would be your estimation about why is it that it seems like some people in church circles have an issue or have a problem supporting one another?
This is Altina speaking. I'd like to piggyback off of what Rod said in the Bible. It speaks of this. However, honestly, it's nothing but the trick of the devil. He uses envy.
Okay.
He uses jealousy. And the way that he does that is by those who are closest to us. And so the perception that's being given out, not just in church, but also just within society, we don't have enough people to actually illustrate what support is. And so what we see more often is the jealousy, is the envy, and the lack of support. Therefore, growing up as a new Christian or someone that's trying to get their lives together, if that's all that's in the forefront and not someone who's willing to take the leadership and say, this is what support is, this is what love really is, we fall into that line of what's been perceived all along, is that it's okay to not support one another. And that's just my perception of it.
Wow. I hear you. That's an excellent comment that you and Brother Rod have just made. Lady Katrina, is it because we are in this world of so much self-help? People are writing books about it. People are making YouTube videos. Is it sometimes people feel like if I applaud you for some reason, that's going to take some shine away from me? Is that what it is, Lady Katrina?
No, well, sometimes that may be the case. You know, sometimes it may be the case. And then a lot of times it's that, you know, people, you know, don't believe in you, you know, but you have to believe in yourself. Sometimes, you know, people are even envious of that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That you have faith that you can get out here, you know, and do this. So there's a lot of people that want to have faith, you know, to do a lot of things, you know. So, you know, that may be, you know, one of the reasons.
Amen. So, Lady Katrina, what would you say if this is the case in the world that we're living in, within maybe some of the situations that you've encountered, not just maybe with church members, but it can be your neighbors? They think that, you know, you're doing too much cutting your grass every week, and it could be somebody on your job think you're trying to, you know, outshine everybody else and get that next promotion. How would you say is the best way to go about it? Even if you perceive that this is going on, what do you do in situations like that to deal with it so that you can show people, I'm still going to demonstrate what it means to be a Christian in spite of the way that people are treating me? Because even the Lord Jesus himself said, little works do I do here because of the people's unbelief. These are people that grew up with Jesus. They didn't even want to fool with him as Messiah. What would you say are some solutions, Lady Katrina?
Yes, I have definitely encountered, you know, a lot of situations, but I don't put too much thought into it. I just, you know, I do, you know, what I'm going to do, and I just pray. I just pray about it. You know, just pray that our ministry is, you know, so strong that it'll eventually draw people that don't want to support us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I say this all the time, and this is said in all honesty and humility. It's not spoken from the voice of arrogance at all, because I know who I am. And more importantly than that, like the saying goes, I know whose I am. If someone chooses to be against me, all they are doing is shooting themselves in the foot, because I know that right. I'm a dependable guy. I know that I'm a dependable brother. I know that I'm going to do you good. And if I have to keep a safe distance from you so that I won't get my feelings hurt or put myself in an awkward position, I'm still going to look for opportunity to show you that the faith that I have in this Christian way of living is better than the way that you're trying to show me other than. You can be saved or not. Everybody's at different levels, and ain't nobody perfect except Jesus. But I believe that there are lessons for us when we see these things going on. It's an opportunity for us to actually take those sermons that we listen to, y'all, take those Bible studies and Sunday school lessons that we listen to, and put them into practice. The Lord said
right.
a city that's set on the hill cannot be hid. Nobody lights a candle and put it up under the bed. God wants allows us to go through these situations to see if we're going to grow through them and then glow. I'm talking about the light of Jesus glow through them. Like man of God Rob Forte says, this is it. And that's what it's really all about, guys.
I'm closing the door to all of my sins. New chapter begins. In my prayer that I'm coming out of what I've been. Wasted my time. How could I be so blind? Compromising with my life. And I knew it wasn't right. I keep on telling myself I don't want to do wrong. But every time I turn around,
I keep singing the same song.
I'm starting over, and I'm doing it God's way. No stumbling blocks, no quick or hard, I'm gonna get in my way.
This is it,
yeah.
Put my hands
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, Lord, fire, fire, fire. Let you know this is it with Man of God, Rod Forte, and the ladies of Soul Latin Gospel Singers. They collaborate together and make beautiful, anointed gospel music that just takes your spirit and just sways it to the left and then sways it back to the right. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. My special guests are here. These are anointed gospel artists. As you all have heard, they tell y'all we grew up in church. Now, listen, I'm going to ask y'all to give y'all church and pastors a shout-out. Brother Rod, what church are you a member of and pastor?
Well, I play for First Baptist Riceville, and the pastor there is Michael Hansberry.
Amen.
That's such a music director.
Hey, man, I know you're doing a wonderful job. Woman of God, Katina Anderson, who is your pastor and your church family?
My grandfather, Johnny Smith Sr., is my pastor.
Okay.
And, with Christian Unity. And we don't really have a building right now. We just get together and we just,
amen,
you know, we just talk about the Bible and have church. You know,
amen, amen. The word of God declares that where two or three are gathered together in his name, guess what? He is still in the midst, just like if he was at the Potter's house. Woman of God, Katrina, your pastor, church?
Yes, I belong to Pilgrim Rest, number 4, out in College Station. That's in Little Rock.
Okay, amen. And woman of God, Artina Scott, give us your church family and your pastor.
Yes, sir. I am a member of Watkins Chapel Missionary Baptist Church right there in the heart of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, 800
yeah.
South Juniper Street, where my father-in-law is also my pastor, Reverend Pastor
Amen.
Kenneth Jones, Sr.
Amen. I think that's a beautiful thing when there is a legacy of God-anointed people that are already preceding us. I mean, they were already in ministry and working for the Lord, you know, before we even showed up, before we even knew we had a calling on our lives. And that makes it such a beautiful pedigree for us to be in line. And because, see, like, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I didn't start going to church until I was 15 years old. You know, my mother was a single-parent mother, and we didn't start going to church until, like I said, my teenage years. But when I heard the message of Christ, and then I understood that there's a great history in the Bible that we are connected to, I feel like, you know, hey, my spiritual church family goes all the way back to my church, New St. Hurricane, right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Pastor Derek Easter, all the way through all of those people that's in the Bible. We are connected to them. So, man of God, Rod, can you talk about the advantages?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about the advantages of belonging to a fellowship, to a group of born-again believers in God. How much is that an advantage? Because there's people listening to this broadcast that may not have made a commitment to Christ and still on the outside of God's grace, living under God's grace, but not saving grace, and don't see the advantage of coming to church. They think going to church is going to squash all their fun, just going to take all their fun times away.
Well, we got to remember that church is just a building. And, you know, the church is really in our heart and the way we live right and our fellowship with our brother. And then who is our brother? You know, like you were saying, you know, we have kinfolks, and our kinfolks are the people of the Bible. You know, like we was talking about in Deuteronomy 28, if you go to Deuteronomy 28 and 68, it tells you who we are. You know, it says that that will be a people that will be shipped on ships to another nation or to, in the hands of their enemy, sold into their enemy. So we know who we are. And, you know, a lot of times when we don't do the study and we don't do the history on, you know, ourselves, then it kind of, you know, messes us up. So I would say
do the history. Find out who he really, we are the people of the Bible, the Israelites, is what they call
That's
it.
That's right.
And do the history, you know, and kind of figure out, you know, what has been changed, what has been translated different. You know, a lot of things, you know, they say, well, the white man wrote the Bible. No, the white man didn't. You know, things have just been translated, and, you know, in a Greek form. But if you start looking at things in the Hebrew from your originality, then you will start understanding what's going on. So, you know, even, and I would say this, and I don't know, Jay just came in the alphabet 400 years ago. So, you know, that's just one thing, and it's millions of them.
Amen. I'm going to recommend this new book that I'm reading from Pastor Jerome Gay Jr. It's entitled The Whitewashing of Christianity, where he reveals that a lot of people that are in the written Bible as well as the historical Bible history, these were people originally that are people of color that because of European influence, because of European influence and Hollywood, these people are being portrayed as European Caucasian white people. And I have nothing against no race of people. But what I'm saying is that people of color role and importance and contribution to the Holy Scriptures and Christianity as a whole has been greatly diminished. So I'm recommending to everybody out there to get a copy of this amazing book by Pastor Jerome Gay Jr. entitled The Whitewashing of Christianity. Woman of God, Altina Scott, why don't you tell us about what is the future of the ladies of Soul
Latte? All right. So the future for Soul Latte is bright. There's new music being prepared. We're working hard, just as Sister Katina said. We've been working really, really hard. Rod keeps us trying to perfect our gifts on a daily basis.
Right.
So we are working hard to give one great music, but two great ministry. And so we're looking forward to some wonderful music to come out to minister, to help support, to help reach others in a way that maybe someone else may not have been able to, but also to collaborate and to support those who are already singing. We want to be able to just add to what's been out here. So the future is bright for us, and we hope that everyone is able to enjoy what we're giving.
Amen. I know they are enjoying it. That's why I had you all come on. Now, woman of God, Katrina, I know and I'm pretty sure, help me understand that you all were actually singing on that last song that we played, This Is It. That's correct? You all were joining man of God, Rob Forte, on that song, correct?
Well, we joined him actually on the video.
Okay, on the video.
Yes,
Amen. So tell us, what does it mean when that song is presented and said, this is it? In your own words, tell us what that is talking about, this is it.
Well, you know, a lot of people are out here, you know, they're struggling. You know, it's a lot of people that want to do right. I mean, they have it in their hearts to do right. You know, but, you know, like we say, you know, the devil is always around. You know, and finally you just come to a point. You just come to a point where you just ready to let it all go, you know, and you want to live by the word. You want to do right, you know, you want people to see God in you. So you just drop it all and say, hey, this is it. I'm letting it go, you know, and from now on, you know, this is the person that I want to be, you know, and that's that.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Sister Katrina, what is the future going to hold for you in your personal life? As you continue to live for Jesus, continue to sing gospel music, what personal aspirations do you have for yourself? You know who you are. We all know what our shortcomings are. We all know what our assets are. What is your hope for yourself? And I'm going to ask each one of you all this before I let y'all go.
Okay, did you say Katrina?
Y'all twin sisters, see, when y'all stand next to each other, it's hard for me to tell the difference. So which of the one sisters have not spoken just now?
That was Katrina that just spoke.
Okay.
Lady, woman of God, Lady Katina, what is your personal aspirations for yourself as you sing gospel music, mother, wife, and all of the other roles that you have to play? What is your driving goal right now that you see for yourself that you're reaching and striving for?
I just strive. I strive every day, you know, just to be, you know, a better person. You know, every day I want to be a better wife. I want to be a better mother. I want to be a better friend. And,
Amen.
You know, when I'm expressing myself through music, it's just that. It just inspires me and motivates me, you know, to do more. You know, just to do more, to try to be better at, you know, whatever, you know, every day, to just become a better person and just to be able to love people, be able to support people, just, you know, just to be a better person.
Amen, amen. That's a beautiful thought right there, and I can appreciate all of that right there. Man of God, I understand that you have an event coming up. Tell us a little bit about this event. Brother Rod had contacted me and said, I'm having a release record party, and if there's any groups that are artists that you know that might be interested, I posted that on Facebook, and I got about 90 responses, Brother Rod, so I know this is going to be an amazing event. I'm looking forward to being there.
Yeah, you had some great response from great artists to respond, man, and you know, I'm still going through the music, listening to them. You know, that was awesome, and I appreciate that. Man, that was awesome. That's all
I can
say.
That was amazing.
You sent that thing out.
I mean,
it was like, man, they was, you know, texting me left and right, and emailing me left and right. So I still hadn't got a chance to go through, you know, the whole thing, but it's a lot, you know, of good stuff. A lot of good music, a lot of good ministry is going on. With the people that you associated with, the people that love your show, the people that love you, and I appreciate you, you know, giving me that, you know, connect with them.
Yes, sir. Hey, Brother Rod, listen, man, your music is original. It's amazing. You have a sincere, heartfelt, biblical message in what you're doing. I can appreciate what you're doing. If you have any date now that you'd like to share about this upcoming event, I'm certainly looking to attend. We'll finally get a chance to meet face to face. I will be there to support. I will continue to be with you all for support in any way I can. You all continue to keep letting Holy Spirit God use you all to create this music, and I will certainly do my part to put it out there on the airways through this platform, Fire the Gospel Experience. Would you like to just maybe share a little bit about this event that you have coming up?
Okay, like I say, Ron, I hadn't come up with, you know, a date yet, but I'm looking at sometime maybe in March, and at the end of March, but I hadn't come up with an exact date. You know, we've been having a whole lot. We've been trying to finish up the album, been trying to finish up Sola T album. I got to be in Augusta, Georgia next week with Byron Cage. You know, so we got a whole lot of stuff going on. So I will, though, let you know when we do. And I will let your artists know. And I will be contacting you when I do choose which artists will be on there singing with me on that day.
Amen. Because, listen, we want the world to know. We want the world to know. And church body at large about this amazing ministry that you have. We want people to know that in Arkansas, we are a spiritual force to be reckoned with. We're not just hanging around church. We're not just, you know what I'm saying, just quoting scripture verses. We are out here on the front lines, on the battlefield for our Lord, because we love Jesus. And I am here to let you all know that I appreciate what you all are doing. And y'all keep doing what y'all are doing. I'm going to ask y'all for any empowering words of encouragement that you all would like to sow into our spirits before you go. Brother Rod, I'm going to let the ladies go first again. Lady Altina, is there final words of encouragement and empowerment that you'd like to share with us?
Absolutely. Never stop. Keep going. Hold on to God. I promise you, He is holding on to you. Even when we feel that we're alone, I can assure you, He will never leave you alone. Do not stop. That's my encouragement to anyone who's listening.
Powerful.
and who may listen in the future, do not stop.
Amen. Powerful words. Woman of God, Katina Anderson, how about some encouraging words that's going to lift us up?
Yes, just like just iterating on what Tina said, to keep holding on to God's hand and just never give up. He'll always be there with you.
Amen. Amen. I believe that. I trust God to do just that because he worked so many miracles in my life. Like our elders used to say all the time, if he don't do another thing for me, guess what? He's already done enough for me to clap my hands throughout eternity, run around and give him some praise. Woman of God, Katrina, show something in our spirits. Bless us with something that's going to bless us and lift us up.
Oh, yes. I'm, you know, like the other two girls, you know, just keep pushing. I mean, it's not easy.
Push.
You know, every day is, you have to make prayer your weapon, and you have to do it daily.
Woo.
Just keep pushing.
Lord Jesus.
And it'll pay off. Your hard work will definitely pay off.
Amen. I'm going to give y'all a quote for the day Holy Spirit just gave me right now. If you don't pray, you can't stay.
All right now.
I'm gonna leave that right there.
Brother Rod.
Yes.
Sir.
How can you and the ladies of Soul IT be contacted for booking information? And then I may need you ladies to share your social media information, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever y'all got going on. But Brother Rod, how can you be reached for booking and all of your social media contacts? And then let my listeners know where your music that I am so happy and blessed to play can be downloaded as well.
Okay. You can reach me at rodforte.com. You can reach me at rodforte.org. You can reach me at rodforte at Facebook, Twitter. You can reach me on rodforte68@gmail.com. That's my email.com. And also I want to encourage you, you know, to keep your hands in God's hands.
Keep holding on and know your history. Learn your history.
Mm.
And so we got to remember that God is the title of a real name.
So what is his
Amen.
Real name? We got to get back to that. Yah.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Amen.
And I thank you, Ron, for letting us come on, man. That was cool, man. You the greatest, Ron. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Keep me in your prayers. I appreciate all of what y'all are doing. The feeling is mutual. I'm looking forward to an awesome kingdom collaboration. I'm just right down here in the road in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And if ever there's anything I can do, y'all need me, y'all can consider me a part of your kingdom collaborators. Woman of God, Altina Scott, how can you awesome ladies of Soul IT be reached for any booking? And then what about your social media contacts as well?
All right. So you can find us on Facebook under Soul IT. Soul IT, that's 5, 6, 7 of the music scale. For booking, you can inbox us directly on our Facebook page, or you can contact Rod Forte by way of his social media. He's handling booking for us also. As far as phone numbers, we are available by our personal numbers, but we like to go by way of Rod's business as well with Food Tape Productions. But that 225 area code 371-6261.
And you
Amen.
Can also
and what
you are physical on Apple Music.
You can also download on Apple Music and Google Music.
Amen. You heard it, listeners. You can get this amazing gospel music, Apple Music, as well as Google Music. What y'all waiting on? Woman of God, Katina Anderson, Katrina Pruitt, is there anything that you ladies would like to add, your social media page, any contact information that my listeners or those concert promoters or those pastors that's putting together those revivals? I know we got a virus going on, but we still are working it out as best we can. Is there any other information that Woman of God, Katina, or Woman of God, Katrina, that you all would like to add so that my listeners can continue to support
soul Latin gospel singer, as well as man of God, Rob Forte?
Well, Altina, Sister Altina, she covered everything.
Mm. Amen, and that's what she
covered
did.
It all.
Y'all be blessed. Y'all be blessed in the Lord Jesus. If y'all got an event going on in the Arkansas area, please let me know so that I can put it out here.
We
on the
will
keep and let
posted.
The folks. Nope. Amen. That's what
yes,
I'm looking
sir.
For. Y'all be blessed.
Yes,
I appreciate
sir.
Y'all in Jesus. My prayer for each one of y'all is that God will touch you, bless you, and move you from where you are now to a place of fruitfulness and success
wow.
that you haven't even prayed for yet.
Man.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all be blessed.
So much.
I'm looking forward to y'all having... Anytime y'all want to come back to this platform, y'all get in touch with me, let me know. I'd be more than happy to have y'all on. Woman of
yes, sir.
God, Altina Scott Stewart, Katina Anderson, Katrina Pruitt, the ladies of Soul Latin Gospel Singers, and man
Soul
of God,
Latin.
Gospel of Rob Forte. Soul Latin was right here, man of God, Rob Forte, on this fire gospel experience. And they showed out, and I ain't finished with them yet. They still got their music. Right. A good brother, Rob Forte, he'll let you know. He said, look, I know some folks now. I know some folks. I know Keith Wonder Boy Johnson up in here. Because, listen. He's grateful, I'm grateful, and I believe you are too. Hallelujah.
I am. Oh,
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland. And you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
My course, I have
kept my eyes on the prize. Sounds of Woman of God, Amanda Catrice, also from Little Rock, Arkansas. Just giving you all a little taste of these anointed people of Little Rock. It's like we doing a Little Rock gospel tour right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And just to keep that flow going, here is Little Rock's very own man of God, urban gospel artist, who is nominated for the 2022 Hip Hop Awards. I want y'all to go to his Facebook page, talk about EHA, the spiritual, and vote for him. His music is amazing. It's awesome. It's unique. I personally call him the spiritual version of Rakim. And if y'all don't know, he's the GOAT. Tupac, Biggie, they listened to Rakim when they was fine-tuning their gospel techniques, Rakim. So my man EHA, the spiritual, is here to provide for us on this Word of Inspiration segment of Fire, the Gospel Experience, some spiritual motivation and some insight for Christian living. Amen. Go right
there. Church. This is EHA, the spiritual. These are times of trials and testing of faith. We're to be observant of the times. No matter what happens, remember the promises of the Lord which he left for us in the Holy Scriptures. A few of those promises would be John 3:16, John 16:33, Romans 10:13, Psalms 31:24. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That was 2 Corinthians 7:1. Our Father's word is full of promises. Also, church, remember the Lord is with us before, during, and after this pandemic. Being cautious is a good thing, but rest assured that we don't have to be afraid. Joshua 1:9 reads, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." So hold on to the many promises of the Lord and keep him in remembrance for the love and sacrifice he is. I'm not going to hold y'all long, but I pray that all my brothers and sisters remain, abide, and endure in Christ until the end. I will close with this, 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Man of God, EHA, the spiritual, Little Rock, Arkansas's very own. He is a straight-up show-enough rapping machine for Jesus, and I love that about him. He got my vote, and I'm soliciting your vote for his behalf for that 2020 Hip Hop Awards that's going on soon, coming up in 2020. Go to his Facebook page, EHA, the spiritual. You'll see the ballot right there. You'll get the information to be able to vote for the young man, because I want to see that young man go higher in the Lord. He's doing some wonderful, wonderful things for Jesus. And if you would like to be a special guest for Word of Inspiration, that word of encouragement that Holy Spirit God is giving you to share with the people of God, inspiration, insight, wisdom, hope, all of the above, I want you to get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. And then all you got to do is say, "Brother Ron, I'm trying to get onto that word of inspiration because Holy Spirit God has given me a fresh word and we want to hear it." Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson, or you can record your anointed 3 to 5 minute inspirational word with your cell phone. Put a little background music in it like I'm doing right here, real low so that we can hear you nice, loud, and proud, and share it in your cell phone. And then email that to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com, and I'll put you in my Word of Library just like I did Man of God, EHA, the spiritual. He is a motivational speaker. He is a biblical student, disciple of the Word of God, trained, educated in the Holy Scriptures. And this brother is a rapping gospel machine for Jesus. Amen. He's about to do double duty and bless us
and tell you, if you don't do nothing else, we're going to be talking about godly requirements from Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. But here's a requirement that man of God, BHA, the spiritual, is giving you. He's saying, if you don't do nothing else, you better stay with Jesus. You better. I promise you, if you don't, it's going to be trouble.
Stay with the feeling, for reeling. Get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, ascending, revealing the real Jesus.
Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling for real, and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling for real, and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh.
The best thing of the day is I open my eyes. I'm breathing confirmation the Lord is alive, meaning I'm alive. I'm ready to go about my day. I'm closing my ears to what evil spirits have to say, cause they lead astray. I'm asking my God, what's the play? Hey. I'm ready, be ready, let me go in all the way. Get hit with the feeling that I'd be willing in a race. I defeated yesterday, and I pray it's the same today. Running, running, busting through any obstacle. You my arsenal, got me like Mission Impossible. Ripping, sending particles, unstoppable. Do it, remarkable, choppable. Continue to shockable with logic, out of a gospel. Apostle, with Jesus Christ, he's the mind I'm in. I'ma be dead until he come again. With the vengeance of his revenge, relent. During this event, many pretend we offend with the epistle writings and pens. So here we go, as we touch on the topic, revealing the real Jesus. More than a prophet. Forget about what you know, cause if you know he the answer, don't malign it. Potent, narcotic, never flaking, he's solid. Giving off a wonderful aura. His aura is beautiful, major authority. Look at the Torah. If any of you thinking he didn't walk up onto that water, no sinking no more. He didn't warn inside of Gomorrah. But to win in his amazing grace, if you follow him, then he taking your place. Knowing who we die for, yeah. Enduring all the way to the end. Keeping the feeling within, and that can be for you down here, been her. Realizing what is you stressing for. You already know what the spiritual telling them, bro. Just stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh.
Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh.
Stay awake as I walk on this spiritual journey. With Jesus, he gripping me tight, holding me firmly. Loving my father, the teacher, me, I be learning. And yet that I walk with him daily, I feel the burning out through my soul. When only the real saints know, when he grab a hold, it's something you cannot control. Let go, I'ma always confess it. In Christ, I be bold. And sometimes I get a tear from the Holy Ghost. Top of the matter, no matter, get shattered and rattled on the chapter. After the fact of the past, I bow to the master. Only Rabboni Jesus. The reason that he paid a fee, cause we evil, and you know he sees us, we be the bloodline. So he hit us with the feeling, we born and ordained and willing every single time. Like a young lion up in his prime, with the image of a sheep, righteous is never weak in design. Listen up to incline, keeping this gospel into your mind. You looking for it, so here is the sign. Make sure you in the line, and do whatever you gotta do to make it to the new, so you won't be declined. So tell me just what is you stressing for? You already know what you gotta be telling the bruh. Just stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh.
Christ, Holy Ghost, he is that feeling. I'm forever staying with the spirit. Understanding needs to be understood, man. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? Don't that sound dope, bruh?
Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's up in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing. Appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh.
Truly wonderful, wonderful. I thank y'all for going on this journey with me. Stay with the feeling, church. Instrument of Christ. Amen.
Says, humble yourself before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So, when the devil starts talking that nonsense, don't want to hear, remember, he ain't talking about me.
Hello, I'm Deshawn Moore, publisher of MGM Magazine, and you're listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry, MGM Magazine, and Victory Worship Center will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Amen, amen, amen. Awesome woman of God, Dr. Deshawn Moore. Looking forward to that, having that awesome woman of God come back to this Fire Gospel Experience platform real soon. Don't y'all worry. I know y'all love her. Y'all know she's anointed in what she does. Don't worry. She'll be back here to join us. We just wanted to just share with you all this amazing
platform of, I guess you could say, we just went through Little Rock just briefly. There are so much, many more talented, anointed gospel artists, singers, and musicians here in the wonderful state of Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Little Rock area as well. But I just wanted to just let y'all get a taste of how we do it down here in this part of the world, in the South, in Arkansas. Amen. You heard from man of God, Leo Preston, singing about nothing. We ain't worried about nothing. We paying attention, but whatever the devil has in store, we know God only allows it for our good and for our growth. I didn't say it felt good. It may not feel good. A lot of times it don't, because we've been pressed. We've been tried. Amen, through the fires of opposition. But God knows that that fire will only burn off those, what I guess you could say, those in the refinery field called dross, those elements that's attached to the mineral that only is excess. God is allowing trials, tribulations, and trouble to strengthen us so that those weights that we would normally be carrying and bearing will fall off of us. Because he will strengthen us and he will shine through us. And it's through his name, through his power, through his might, the wonderful, precious blood of Jesus that he shed, that we are even able to stand. So thank you, all you anointed gospel artists that performed here, played you all's anointed music on fire. The gospel experience, continue to send it, as well as you artists all over this beautiful country that we're in. Send me that music, and I'll play it, and we will give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. Just like one of God, Sherry L. Warren. She'll let you know, whatever I have, I got it from God. And that's all I got, because guess what? That's more than enough. Ah! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We are discussing godly requirements. You just heard one of God, Sherry L. Warren, talking about, I'm giving God all I got. Do you know that that may be the very thing that God is requiring of? Giving God all that you got, because God is the one that gave it to you in the first place. I don't care if it's your health, your good health and mind, body, and spirit, financial success, employment, family, friends. All of those things are gifts from God. And God wants to know, are you willing to give to me the very things that I gave to you? Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because I am going to take that as personal insight for myself. I need to give God what he gave to me. Be willing, be ready and able to serve God in as many ways as I can. We are embracing for your spiritual ineptitude, for your spiritual fortification, for those places in yourself where you maybe find yourself a little stressed out and a little bit wanting. We want to build you up with a word talking about godly requirements from Deuteronomy chapter 10. Verses 12 and 13 is our spiritual thought for today. Reading from the NIV, it says, Deuteronomy 10 and 12, and now Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to love him and to serve the Lord with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Amen. That's mind, body, and strength right there. Heart, soul, and mind. To keep the commandments of the Lord, verse 13, and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good, for your good. Following God's holy requirements is not something that's burdensome, that's cumbersome, that's weighty. The word of God, Moses just said it for your good. So, the godly requirements of God is what causes many people tension, unfortunately. People outside the church as well as inside the church. Why so? Well, the tension that those outside of the church is due to their inherent, resistant, unspiritual nature. When those who have been not been regenerated by the soul-saving transformation through faith and redemption in our Lord Jesus the Christ, they are left and abandoned with only a carnal, natural mindset. Unspiritual mindset is what I'm saying. Where what God requires to them is drudgery, is cumbersome, and is outright annoying. Why so then for those of us that are inside the body of Christ? That's a good question. I'm glad you asked. Because that same carnal mind that exists in those unregenerated individuals still has a tendency to surface in our spiritually endowed lives. We are still spiritual creatures, but we're in these flesh bodies. So the only difference for us is that we have a resident comforter, Holy Spirit God, living inside of us, who lead, guide, direct us. And even more, when we find ourselves missing the divine mandate. Our scripture verses in Deuteronomy 10 tells us about the experiences of Moses and God on Mount Horeb, which is also Mount Sinai, where Moses has the task or requirement to redo what God already had done by crafting the Ten Commandments of stone. Now, the first set of Ten Commandments were written by the hand of the Almighty One God himself. Yet, in a fit of rage, when Moses was coming down the mountain to bring the first set of the two stones of tablets with the Ten Commandments on them, he was witnessing the children of Israel wholeheartedly, thoroughly involved in idol worshiping and open sex, which was a form of idol worship in idol temples, talking about vulgarity that the children of Israel were entertaining themselves in orgies and everything, making sacrifices to idol gods that they constructed with their own hands at the very foot of God's holy mountain. Moses, in such uproar, threw the Ten Commandments down and smashing them as if to say that they were not ready. And who was? Who is? Deuteronomy 10
verses 1 and 2 says, at that time the Lord said to me, chisel out two stone tablets like the first one and come up to me on the mountain. Also, make a wooden ark. I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets which you broke. Then you are to put them in the ark. Amen. So, God made requirements of Moses to correct his mistake. Aren't you glad that God allows us to make up what we break up? Our catastrophes, beloved, don't have to end in despicable tragedy. We are presented, like Moses was, with the opportunities to continue our assignment with much more needed and desired effort. If we just go through the motions without an equally repentant mind, then guess what? We are just laboring in vain. Amen. God wants to know if we are sincere about what we are doing, or are we just going through the motions? Amen. So God is saying to us, be ready. Be prepared to give more than your 100%. Sometimes when we have to make up for our indiscretions or our downright faults and sins, we have to put more effort. Not that it's the effort that makes the difference, but God wants to see a godly effort put into this sanctified image that we're presenting to the world. Amen. Isaiah 49 and 4 says, but I said, I've labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing at all. Yet what is due me is in the Lord's hand, and my reward is with my God. So we don't want to labor in vain. We want to give God our very best and let him decide what he wants to bless us with, if at all. So not only did Moses have to carve out the two tablets of stone that God would again write the Ten Commandments on, but he had to bring those two stone tablets up to the mountain where God was going to do the writing. And the Lord required that he also make an ark for the two stone tablets of the Ten Commandments were to be carried on. Yes, God is gracious, good, and kind. But God also will and may require reciprocity of additional labor, as I spoke about, as we reconcile in our reassignments and reacquainting ourselves. We may have to put more on ourselves to satisfy God's requirements than before, as in the life of the great apostle Paul. The Lord said to him in Acts 9 and 16, I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake. So we know the story that those that feared and knew about this renowned antagonist of the Christian faith in those Bible days, Paul, who was Saul at that time, was a Christian terrorist and killer, believing that he was actually doing God's work by upholding the law and Jewish tradition and religion. Yet, we too can be misguided when we fail to follow the godly requirements that God has presented in his inherent, eternal, and unalterable word, the Holy Bible. God is our source, and the Holy Bible is our resource. Verse 3 of Deuteronomy 10 says, so I made the ark out of acacia wood and chiseled out two stones like the first one. And I went up on the mountain with the two tablets in my hand. The Lord wrote on these tablets what he had written before, the Ten Commandments he had proclaimed to you on the mount out of fire on the day of the assembly. And the Lord gave them to me. Isn't it wonderful that even in our reassignment, even in us trying to reciprocate deeds that were not fully done or mistakes that we had made, God still stepped in and rewrote the Ten Commandments of stone, just like he did the first time, which is our confirmation. God has not left us alone. And verse 5 says, then I came down the mountain and put the tablets in the ark I had made, as the Lord commanded me, and they are there now. Praise the Lord.
God is right there with us as we reconcile, as we repent, as we do what we need to do to make things right in the sight of God. We need to fully realize the extent, however, of the physical requirements that Moses endured with his reassignment. He had to chisel out those two stones that the Lord had would dictate and write himself, and then he had to bring them down the mountain with the ark and those two weighty tablets of stone, being in his advanced age of 80 years plus all by himself. We would do well to first off not let our emotions be driven by any of our carnal thinking, which still is subject to happen. We have to be on guard on where our mental state and emotional state is. We're still a spiritual work in progress. The Apostle Paul emphatically states this when he says, I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have made it, but I am well on my way, teaching, reaching out for Christ, who was so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself as an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back, reading from Ephesians 2:10, the Message Bible, because he knew that we all must know, prepare for, and submit to this process that God is doing in us. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in. I reread that same previous verse, Ephesians 2:10, from what we are more commonly familiar with in the King James Version of the Bible. Amen. Now God has us where he wants us. Same scripture verse from the Message Bible. He has us where he wants us, with all the time in this world and the next, to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. This is the Message Bible I'm reading. We don't play a major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we've done the whole thing. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and the saving. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do, work we had better be doing. So, beloved, let us give God our utmost in service, offering and availability as he requires his godly requirements for him, because he deserves our worship, praise, and glory. And we're blessed to be the ones who are honored to do what is required. Remember, whatever God requires and assigns, he always provides, be it strength, be it wisdom, be it opportunity. Amen. Goes right there, giving you some good godly inspiration with the message of godly requirements. We are God's redeemed people, and we have to live a holy and sanctified life. Yes, Lord. And that requires control. Talking about fruit of the Spirit, self-control. This man of God, Jarrell Dry, and the group Persuaded. Singing about godly requirements and the control that it takes for us to live godly lives.
Right now I want to encourage you, no matter what storms you're facing in your life, just know that we serve a great leader, a great healer, a great master, a great shelter, and he's going to help you in your time of storm. So if you believe that and you receive it, help us praise him right now. Come on, let's go.
No matter what
the problem is,
my
win.
My God is in control of
about it. He's got it all in his hands. He is working it out for you. He is in control. He is stealing. Come on. Put your hands together. No matter what you're facing in your life, just believe it and you receive it. Cause you have power. Come on. No matter what.
No matter what the problem is.
He's in control.
My God is in control of everything.
No matter what.
No matter what the situation may bring.
My
God is still King of Kings.
Come on. Endure.
You must endure.
Come on.
And keep holding on.
Jesus
is still in
control.
Don't worry about it.
Jesus is
still in control.
Jesus is
still in
control.
He's alive.
In
your dark.
Come on. Put your hands.
Challenging to believe sometimes with all of what is going on in our world today. It is so much chaos. It is so much uncertainty that we wonder. But that's why we have faith. Just like God has delivered us so many times in the past, God has not lost one iota of his wisdom, knowledge, and strength. And he knows exactly what he is doing. All we have to do is just follow his lead. And by faith, believe that God is going to take care of us, because God already has the first, last word and everything in the middle. I want to thank my special guest, Man of God, Gospel Artist Rod Forte, and the ladies of Soul Latin Gospel Singers, Woman of God, Katrina Pruitt, Katina Smith Anderson, and Altina Stewart Scott. You all blessed us so much with your encouraging word and your anointed gospel music ministry. Thanking the man of God, EHA the Spiritual, for bringing us that recorded word of inspiration. I am just grateful for the opportunity to be kingdom collaborators, such anointed people as yourself. I would like to just leave you with one final word. We talk. It's usually easier to talk with someone through their reason rather than through their emotion. Emotion may not be in the mood for listening. So we wait for emotion to leave or go lay down somewhere. Then reason can come in and make some sense. So pay attention to who you're talking, how you're talking, what you're talking about, and where you're talking. Because we want to reach people as much as possible. The Word of God tells us as much as it's in us, we want to live with all men peaceably. So I leave you all with Woman of God, Never Ordination. She is going to take us out of here because we're going to give God our just due praise. Thank you. You're my everything. So until next time, y'all be blessed in Jesus and continue to believe and trust in our God because he is faithful, he is honorable, and he is worthy of all our praises. Amen. Go right there.
You can share it with me.